Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing, hunting, and the great outdoors, and hopefully we talk about those things with you. That's right. It's just me this morning, no guest, just you and I having a conversation, if you like, listening out there in your car, going duck hunting, goose hunting, deer hunting today with the first day of muzzleloader season, the first weekend of the extended waterfowl season underway. If you're headed somewhere and you're listening to the show, I'd love to hear from you. Just call and say, hey, we're going such and such county and we're going to go deer hunting, or we're going to go duck hunting, or we're going to go goose hunting, or whatever. Lots of geese on the Eastern Shore. I was down there yesterday and traveled around a little bit in Queen Anne's and Talbot County, and you know, all reports are good. There's a lot of waterfowl down there, so mostly geese, Canada geese. Duck hunting's off a little bit with the weather, but, you know, give us a call here. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. If you can't remember it and you can remember the name of the station or the call letters of the station, WCBM, and the location on the dial, 680, that's the phone number, WCBM-680. Put a 410 or an 800 in front of that, and you're good to go. For example, 410-WCBM-680 translates to 410-922-6680. That's the call-in number. We are still taking entries for the last muzzleloader giveaway of the year. Been in contact with the CVA folks, and they're getting that muzzleloader out to Ken, our last winner. So we heard from him the other day, and we talked to CVA folks. So it's all good. It's all good. And there's my buddy Kirk. Kirk in Baltimore. How are you, sir?
Not so hot.
Not so hot.
Not so hot. When you think things can't get any worse, I lost my mom. She had just made it to her 90th birthday.
Yeah.
So it's a. She had always made excuses for me because I was always always wanting to be on the water and being away and whatever. And when I think what I put her through when we were living there in Bedford and younger and constantly having her fix the squirrel and the rabbit and the pheasant and the deer.
Yeah.
And in the summertime, we love the frog legs and have her cook the frog, fix the frog legs. And so it's...
Yeah, it's always tough.
It really is.
Yeah.
But I've asked this kind of thing of you before, and I just wanted to get your opinion because I've had plenty of time thinking about over better than 50 years of being underwater, and I'm still convinced, and I talk with others, and they say, no, there's only one who agreed with me, and he's the guy that I've had used for such a long time in the Keys, but I'm convinced that with certain fish, and I'm not talking minnows or perch or sunnies, that with the higher predatory fish, that there is an intelligence there, that curiosity, whatever you want to call it, that they don't act like the bait fish.
Right.
And I've had them with the mako come up to the boat and just make several passes, and they're looking at you.
Sure.
It's almost that there's a human thing to them, but there's a curiosity, and when they finally give you that look with that black eye, and then when they decide that you're of no interest to them, and there's almost an insolence when they swim away, that it's not a quick, they just lazily swim away, like, well, you're of no interest to me, and I've got better things to do. But I've noticed this with several species of fish, and do you agree that there's something there, or do you think that fish just act strictly on instinct and that type of thing?
Well, no, I wouldn't attribute any human attribute to it, but I think that there are thought processes there that go on, like you said about the mako. You know, the top tier predators, I do think, have an innate sense of something, whether it's lack of fear, whether it's, I don't care about this, but, you know, I saw a program here on the Outdoor Channel where a guy caught the world record mako, 1,323 pounds. I don't know if you saw that show or not.
I'm sorry, I missed that.
Yeah, you know, it is possible to outwit those fish somehow or another, you know, by rod and reel, hook and line, or whatever. But the same thing happens, for example, in the deer woods. Doesn't happen necessarily in the goose pit, you know, because you got a critter with the brain the size of a peanut. But a deer will, especially, you know, like you say, the higher animals, they know their environment. They know when something's not right. They know that is, they may not know what a boat is, but they know that there's some large structure there that wasn't there before. They know that there's a motor there. They know that, you know, there's some vibration in the water that they haven't heard before. They know there's a scent there of the bait that may or may not be normal, you know, or not a normal presentation. If you put a big old bait of some kind of bluefish or whatever out there for a mako to eat, he might be used to eating bluefish, but he's not seen one act like that. So maybe it's a curiosity, or maybe it's a suspicion, or maybe it's an awareness, let's say, that things aren't normal in his world at the moment.
Have you ever experienced that type of thing with the fish?
Not with a fish. No. With a fish. No. No, in the deer woods, I mean, I can point to as far back as, Thursday night when that happened with a white-tailed deer that far back, you know, where they just come in and you know, the smaller deer, the younger deer, they're just dumb as a box of rocks. But if you look at the bigger deer, the ones that have been around the block a few times and had some experiences and, know what smells are and know what people, smell like and act like. There's a whole different, and I think it's a maturity thing with the animal. I think it's, I don't know if you notice it or not, it's usually the bigger animals. It's not, and the more mature animals, the more mature fish. It's not the little ones. It's not and it's not the pack critters like the blue sharks and things like that. You're talking about the top of the top of the top, aren't you?
I appreciate your thinking like that. That means a lot to me.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I want to you have a very nice holiday and make sure you stay on the air.
I appreciate that, Kirk. Thank you. Well, so far so good. All right, buddy.
Care.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
See you. Bye bye. There he goes. Bill in Westminster. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you doing? I just wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and get into the contest.
Merry Christmas, and you're in the contest.
All righty, I appreciate it. You have a great holiday.
You do the same. Merry Christmas, Bill. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's what you do, ladies and gentlemen. You just call 410-WCBM-680, and you get in the contest. Brian here will take your phone number. And at the end of the month, the last Saturday of the month, which is, next Saturday, I guess, we're going to pick somebody to win the muzzleloader. So that's what you do. You call in, you leave your number, and you go on the air and say, "How you doing? Just want to get in the contest. Have a nice day. Merry Christmas." And that's it. It's very simple. 410-922-6680 is that phone number, 1-800-922-6680. If you're outside the local Baltimore dialing area, anywhere in Maryland, you can give us a call from, Frederick or the Eastern Shore or wherever. We'll be more than glad to take that phone call and have a conversation with you. Well, Maryland's muzzleloader season opened today. Extended 2 weeks through, I believe, January 4th, and then the deer firearm season reopens for whitetail and sika deer, however you say it, on Friday, January 10th, in Deer Management Region B only. Western Maryland is exempt from that. The firearm season is closed in Deer Management Region A, which is Allegheny County, Garrett County, and Western Washington counties. Region B deer firearm season dates and bag limits, which include deer taken from the completed two-week season and the upcoming three-day January series, are one-antlered white-tailed deer. If you didn't kill a buck during firearm season, you can do that on the 10th or 11th or 12th if you happen to be in a county where Sunday hunting is legal, and 10 antlerless white-tailed deer. So if you've taken, two does during the regular two-week firearm season, well, then you can only take 8 more, and that's how that works. One bonus antlered white-tailed deer may be taken per year in Region B during the weapon season of the hunter's choice. That's archery, muzzleloader, or firearm. A hunter must take two antlerless whitetail deer during any season in Region B and purchase a bonus antler deer stamp before taking a second antler deer. For example, I took a buck, a 6-point, in the early muzzleloader season, so I'm done for bucks in the muzzleloader season unless I had taken my two does, which I haven't. So if I take a doe today and a doe Monday, then I'm back in the hunt for a second buck in the muzzleloader season. However, I would need to purchase a bonus deer stamp for that, even though it's during the same season. And even though I haven't taken a second buck, it's the season that you're hunting. In other words, like I said, let me say it again. I took a buck on the early muzzleloader season, the first three-day season, okay? That disqualified me from taking a buck throughout the rest of the muzzleloader season unless I've taken my two does. If I'd taken my two does in archery or firearm season, I would qualify to purchase a bonus deer stamp to take a second deer in the deer muzzleloader season. I haven't done that, so I need to take my two does before I can purchase a second deer stamp in the muzzleloader season. However, I can take a buck with archery tackle or in the extended firearm season because I haven't taken one in those seasons. Each limit is season exclusive except for that bonus buck tag. Let's talk to Jeff in Towson. Good morning, Jeff. Did I confuse you?
No, sir.
Okay, how are you doing?
Very good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. What's up?
I was just interested in throwing him in the head for the muzzleloader. I've got several shotguns, and I'm interested in purchasing a muzzleloader soon, so I thought the timing was perfect.
Okay, good. Yep, you're in.
Okay, sir, enjoy your show, and keep up the good work, and happy holidays.
Thanks, Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
See ya, bye-bye. There we go. Linda, good morning. How are you, Linda?
I'm fine, how are you?
I'm good, what's up?
Not much. Throwing papers out the window.
Throwing papers out.
Just called to say Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you. And you're in the contest.
That's great. That's
yep,
great.
You're in it. Okay.
How's the jerky treats coming for the troops?
You know what? We're getting plenty of money, and we want to thank the folks at the Tawnytown VFW. They made a very generous donation to send a lot of jerky to the troops. And some of the butcher shops are hearing from hunters, others aren't. But we just want to put that word out there again to the hunters that you can donate a pack of jerky to the troops. You just got to give up the cost of the jerky. You got to pay for the jerky at the butcher shop. And then we'll take care of everything else. The butcher will put it in a box or a bag for us. We'll collect it, and we'll send it to the troops in Afghanistan. The answer is the money's coming in. We're hearing from our butchers that some of them wait till, you know, later in the season to make all the jerky that they've got orders for. And we feel that at the end of the season, we're going to have a pile of jerky to send to
great.
The troops. Just not going to get anything there for Christmas, so to speak. But,
right.
You know, we're getting some. Some of the local guys are really active about participating. Some of them are actually going to make a batch of jerky for us, whether that's 50 pounds, 40 pounds, whatever that might be. So it's going to work out well, I think.
Well, that's great. And God bless our troops, and God bless you.
And we do have to think about our troops at this time. That's exactly right. Thank you very much, Linda. Have a good day. Bye-bye. Thank you. 410 WCBM 680. All right, we were talking about firearm season. you are allowed two sick a deer, no more than one antler during the extended firearm season. If you haven't taken sick a deer in firearm season before. Deer firearm season is also open on Sunday, January 12th on private land only in Calvert, Caroline, Carroll, Charles, Harford, Queen Anne's, Somerset, St. Mary's, and Worcester counties. So if you live in one of those counties or hunt in one of those counties, you can actually take advantage of the third day of the extended deer firearm season, and always refer to the Maryland Guide to Hunting and Trapping. So there you go. All right. Whew. Speaking of deer season, firearm season, 36,942 deer were taken. That's a 2% increase compared to 36,127 deer taken during the 2012 firearm season. Overall, hunters reported seeing more deer than last year in many parts of the state, but challenging weather slowed the harvest slightly. Now, if you talk to the butchers, everybody's up. Everybody's up. So I don't know exactly what that means, but the two-week firearm harvest was comprised of 12,254 antlered and 23,706 antlerless white-tailed deer, 394 antlered and 588 antlerless sika deer. 4,936 deer were taken on Sundays. Region A deer hunters reported 4,179 deer harvested during the two-week season, up 5% from last year's harvest of 3,994. The Region A harvest comprised of 2,551 antler deer and 1,628 antlerless deer. The Region B deer harvest increased 2% from last year's 32,133 to 32,763, and Region B harvest was 10,097 antlered and 22,666 antlerless. Junior hunters harvested 2,303 deer during the November junior deer hunt weekend, a decline of 11% from last year's 2,581 deer. Junior hunters reported 1,425 antlered deer, 878 antlerless deer. So if you have a question about your county, please give us a call at 410-922-6680. I'd be glad to share with you the numbers of deer in your county, junior hunt and the two-week firearm season, if you like. So there you go. Deer hunting. Gotta love it. I'll tell you what. I was in Montgomery County on Monday on a managed hunt. We got to take a break, don't we? Why don't we take a break? Why don't we do that? When you go hunting or fishing on the Eastern Shore, be sure to stop by Chesapeake Outdoors on Kent Island for the largest selection of hunting gear, apparel, and fishing tackle. And it's great to visit for that last-minute gift for the sportsman in your family. Chesapeake Outdoors has firearms and ammunition for deer and waterfowl, compound and crossbows by Matthews and Excalibur, outdoor clothing and camo by Under Armour and Drake Waterfowl, hunting boots, hips, and waders, goose and duck calls, and every accessory you need for your hunt. The friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need at Chesapeake Outdoors, and their services include goose and duck picking. Yes, they'll pick your goose, they'll pick your duck. You have to pick which one to shoot, but they'll pick the feathers off of it for you. Bow tuning and repair, custom arrows, scope mounting, and much more. They even have the Bubba Blade knives, which is a great gift, and ice for your cooler. For fishermen, if you need it, they got it. From panfish to rockfish, you're covered. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Kent Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors. Hey, the wild is calling. The wild is calling. The Great American Outdoor Show is February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more, celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA banquet and auction, the Wall of Guns raffle, archery competition, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at Great American Outdoor. Of course, I screwed up the website. Let's try it again. GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. One more time, that's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st through the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks. This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands, tools, and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at the local car wash. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and and last longer. Bayline Exit Glen Burnie, located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. And Catonsville Line Exit is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg is taking care of my trucks for over 25 years. Anything from a simple oil change to extensive engine work, brakes, tune-ups, everything, their motto is, we do it. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles. Large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Look for the big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410. W&W Tire and Auto. I enjoy the memories of my hunts as much as I enjoy hunting. The best way to honor the game that you have taken is by preserving your trophy through taxidermy. My taxidermist is Don Travis of Travis Taxidermy near Chestertown. Don has mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, and my pronghorn antelope with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. With over 40 years of experience, Travis Taxidermy has completed specimens from wood ducks to whitetails for thousands of Maryland hunters to the exotic big game animals of Africa and Alaska and beyond. But he would just as soon see you with your buck or your youngster's first goose. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he's not. Nor is he the most expensive, but in my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have been transforming skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of your hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107. Stop by the showroom or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for over 40 years.
This is Mark Levin inviting you to join me every weeknight from 7 to 9 with the most powerful names in talk. Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue.
Tears me up. All right, let's talk to Bob in Harford County. Good morning, Bob. How are you?
Morning, Alan. How you doing today?
I'm doing great. Except for Elvis, I'm doing fine.
I'd love to be in the contest also.
You're also in the contest.
Okay, great. Hey, I got a question for you. Do you have any connections with DNR, managed duck hunting permit that that you purchase and allows you to do the managed duck blind site?
Yeah.
They're only open in the morning, you know, for a very short time.
Right.
And if you wanted to go hunting in the evening, or if you wanted to hunt on a Monday morning and you didn't make reservations, there's no way to reserve a spot. Any chance that you might be able to help change that?
How about sending me an email?
Okay.
Ellis@ellisoutdoors.com.
Okay, I'm driving right now.
Okay. Well, hit the website. Hit the Maryland Sportsman. That was the old show. Hit ellisoutdoors.com or Maryland Hunting Quarterly. All my contact information is on any of the websites.
Okay, yeah, I had some ideas. I talked to somebody a while back, and they said that the people that do golf, you know, set up greens for golfing,
yeah,
that they can call in and actually have it on the computer, and they can isolate everybody. It would actually decrease the amount of time DNR needed to spend talking to people.
Well, you know what, Bob? Send me that. Send me your email. Send me your suggestions, and I will forward it to the correct people.
Okay, and what was it? Well, I'm
Ellis, E-L-L-I-S is my last name, at ellisoutdoors.com. That's the email address. ellisoutdoors.com is the website, the overarching website for the Outdoors and Radio Show, and and others. But you just send me ellis@ellisoutdoors.com, and I'll get it.
Great. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. Thanks, Bob.
Bye-bye.
Good idea. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Stopped to see Larry Albright yesterday. He handed me a press release hot off the presses. Larry Albright of Albright's Gun Shop in Easton, Maryland, is excited to announce it is featured finally of the it is featured on the season finale of the national TV show Alternate Route, or Route, R-O-U-T-E, with Matt Haranek on Esquire TV. And I do not know what cable channel Esquire TV is. On December 25th at 10:30 p.m., they're going to... Matt Haranek is, I guess, the host of this show. He's made a tour of Maryland. He's done a couple of things here, and one of them was a visit to Albright's Gun Shop. So kudos to Larry for being on national TV. And anybody wants to talk about anything that's going on national TV, this is the spot. The Emmanuel Church of Christ in Cambridge is talking about the family waterfowl hunt. That's Saturday, the 12/28, with registration and continental breakfast starting at 5 a.m. The tickets are on sale for $60 each and includes a breakfast, continental breakfast, guided hunt, lunch, one-door prize ticket, and tickets for lunch are only $10. There's also a shotgun raffle. It's a Beretta A400, 3.5-inch chamber, camouflage, shock-absorbing stock, and 3 choke tubes. The tickets for the raffle are $10 each or 3 for $25. Tickets can be purchased at the church from committee members or by mailing a check with names, ages, and addresses of each hunter to the Emmanuel Church, United Church of Christ, 5401 Whitehall Road in Cambridge, Maryland, 21613. Here's who I would call, though. I would call Robin Moore. Robin Moore, if you want to sign up for this hunt, it's a guided goose hunt for only $60 for each hunter. 443-521-7869. That's 443-521-7869. And you can call Robin Moore, and she will be more than glad to get you in the hunt. It is also an email address if you want to write this down. IUCC, that stands for the Emmanuel United Church of Christ, IUCC underscore WF Hunt, waterfowl hunt, at yahoo.com. That's IUCC underscore WFHUNT at yahoo.com. I think it's easier just to call Robin at 443-521-7869 if you're interested in hunting waterfowl in Cambridge, Maryland. Which I have done, and it is fun. Not on this hunt, but I have hunted in Dorchester County. Great. Let's see. Who do we want to talk about next? What do we want to talk about next? Oh, here's a little note right here. Do, 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 do. The Maryland Natural Resources Police charged watermen with oystering and fishing violations in Calvert and St. Mary's counties. In Calvert County, or Calvert County, however you pronounce it, a joint enforcement operation by NRP and the Coast Guard, the U.S. Coast Guard, in the Patuxent River resulted Thursday in the charging of one waterman for oyster violation. A fellow by the name of Harvey Thomas Bowers of Chestertown was charged with possessing a harvest in which 9% of the oysters were under the legal minimum of 3 inches. He also received 2 warnings. The incident happened just after 9:30 a.m. near Solomon's Navy Recreation Center during a patrol by NRP and the Coast Guard of waters in Calvert and St. Mary's counties. Bowers is scheduled to appear in Calvert District Court on March 10th. In St. Mary's County, a Scotland waterman, that's Scotland, Maryland, just in case you didn't know we had Scotland in Maryland, received 10 citations for multiple state and Potomac River Fisheries Commission violations after he was stopped by NRP officers on December 11th in Point Lookout State Park. John Kenneth Courtney, 58. Mr. Courtney had 26 undersized striped bass and 1 undersized black drum when he was stopped in the park. He told officers he caught the fish, which were untagged, from the Potomac River. He provided a written statement that he took the striped bass without consent from the pound net owner. Let me read that again. He provided a written statement that he took the striped bass without consent from the pound net owner. After an investigation, Courtney was charged with December 15th with catching undersized striped bass and black drum. failing to tag commercially caught fish, and taking seafood from a commercial net without authorization. If found guilty of all charges, he could face a little fine, $4,750 in fines, and up to 1 year in jail. Courtney's scheduled to appear March 6th in Leonardtown District Court. Pulled up to that pound net and grabbed me a bunch of fish. Now I seen that drum in there and I knew he was worth 5 cents a pound more. I knew he was too little. That's enough. I had one last week from the NRP blotter. I think it was Allegheny County. Some guy shot a deer across the road from his house, fired across the road. I can't remember. The guy was too stupid to even talk about. That's why I didn't even do it. You know, it faces $950 in fines for shooting a doe. What's wrong with you people? But anyway, all right, so I'm on a managed hunt in Montgomery County, sitting in my little tree stand overlooking a really nice hollow, in the middle of a bowl, ridge on one side, kind of a ridge on the other, a little brush in front of me, a creek down to my left, and shooting was pretty sporadic, and saw a couple of deer moving down over the ridge and put the binoculars up. It had snow on the ground at the time. I could see them coming. There were two bucks, of course, about a 6 point or something and a spike. And, I didn't have my doe, so I couldn't shoot any of the bucks. And even if I could, they wouldn't have qualified as a shooter buck. So, about 15, 20 minutes before the end of the hunt at 11:30, A lot of shooting going on above me on the top of the ridge and behind me and in the hollow around the corner from me, and saw three does come down over the bank. They were in some pretty thick stuff about 100 yards away, which is a tough shot. You're not even supposed to take a shot over 80 on a managed hunt, and moving deer, rear end shot, it ain't happening anyway, even if I could have got a clear shot at him, so I'm not taking that. So that was it for Monday. Three does and two bucks, just no shooting. Thursday, however, was was a different story. I'll tell you about that after we take Josh's call there in Mount Airy. Good morning, Josh. How you doing?
Morning, Alan. How are you, sir?
Good, buddy. What's up?
I just want to call and wish you a Merry Christmas.
Oh, thank you very much, and same to you. By the way, I got an email from you last night. Did you send an email out last night?
I did not.
You might want to check your email. This was the one that you sent out months ago about Mr. Harrison.
Okay.
So it showed up on my email last night.
It just showed up last night.
Well, I got it before. It showed up again.
Okay, maybe I got a little virus going on.
Maybe you got a little virus. You might want to run a check on your computer.
Speaking of which, Mr. Real and I put our program together yesterday.
So, oh, good.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask if maybe we could use your storage unit.
Sure.
Cool.
Yeah, how many you got?
Maybe we could dedicate that one to Mr. Harrison.
Sure.
Cool. All right.
Yeah, let me know.
Okay, I will. I really appreciate all your help.
Yeah, send me an email with the details, and we'll take care of it.
Will do. Thank you, Alan.
All right, buddy. Talk to you soon.
Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thanks, Josh. I appreciate it.
All right, bye.
Bye-bye. There you go. Let's talk to Dan in White Marsh. Good morning, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good, partner. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Hey, man, how you been?
Well, I want to be controversial and say God bless you and Merry Christmas to you.
Oh, well, yes, of course. You know, that may get you boycotted in this society.
But well, thank God I'm retiring. They can boycott me all they
want. Well, God bless you and Merry Christmas to you, Dan. Very much appreciated. So how was your season? Did you have a good one?
It was not bad.
Good. Good.
There was a few frustrating times in there where fishing really got slow. But other than that, hey, it's been the best 25 years of my life.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. So,
I've taught a lot of people a lot of good things about fishing.
That's right. And you made a lot of good friends, too, along the way. So
Yeah, I tell you, I probably met some of the nicest people in this state just through fishing, and have some wonderful, close relationships with a lot of these people that I'll never, never, never forget.
There you go, buddy. Very good. All right, Captain Dan Kardash, we appreciate you calling in here on the Christmas show, I guess we'll call this one.
Well, have a good holiday. Good health to you, buddy.
You too, buddy. Thanks, Dan.
Right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. There he goes. Goose hunting. Well, Gary had to leave us, unfortunately. Jerry in Mount Airy. How you doing, Jerry?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Doing well. What's up?
Me and my buddy Rick are getting ready to go in the woods, but he's got a little problem with his muzzleloader. He couldn't get a cap to fire on it this morning, so we're trying to...
Couldn't get a cap to fire on it? What brand caps are you using?
What brand caps are you using, Rick? CCI.
Are you using the number 11 cap?
Yes.
Okay.
The cap should be good. I think it's in the firing mechanism in the pin. He's got the breech plug pulled out.
Yeah, you might have some moisture or something. I don't know what would do that. What would cause a cap not to fire? But you know,
I don't know. Unless it wasn't.
Well, don't do what two friends of mine did.
What's that?
Well, they were. This was back in the day in Pennsylvania when you could only hunt with a flintlock.
Uh huh.
And it was a rainy, icy day, and they got froze up, and they got their muzzleloaders froze up. So one fella held his muzzleloader, you know, kind of held the stock in both, you know, the forearm in one hand and the stock in the other, and the other guy took a Bic lighter and held the flame in the touch hole to try and dry the muzzleloader out and the powder out.
Yeah, that's not a good idea.
No, the gun actually did go off, you know. But knowing those two guys, that didn't surprise me what they did. So, all right, Jerry. Well, good luck. I hope you get that cap firing.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right, buddy. See ya.
Bye.
Hey, are you guys both in the contest?
I'm not in the contest. I think Rick needs to be.
He needs to get in that contest and put him on the line. Give him his phone number. Maybe he'll win a new muzzleloader. Then he don't have to worry about that deal.
Okay, I'll hang on then.
You hang on, and Brian will come to you, and you guys can work that out.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Jamie, Catonsville, how you doing? Whoop, Jamie, Catonsville. What did we do? I bumped the other guy off, didn't I? Crap. Jamie, how are you? All right.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you. How you doing?
Okay, where's a good spot, and is there still a good spot up in Liberty for crappie?
For a crappie, yeah, but if you're going that far, I'll tell you what I would do. I'd probably head up to Piney Run. There's bigger fish in Piney Run, and probably more of them, and good white perch, or good yellow perch, and if you're into panfish, big bluegills there, too.
Wow, that's nice.
Merry Christmas, Jamie. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. If you're shooting an old muzzleloader. Hey, I'm sorry I knocked you guys off the air in Mount Airy there. If you want to call back, we'll be more than glad to put Rick in the contest. You have the other guy. Do you have the other guy's phone number? He didn't give that either, did he? The guy's... Huh? All right, they'll call back. I won't worry about it. I'll let those guys call back. All right. Let's see. Where was I? Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road. If you are looking for a quality muzzleloader, of course they carry Thompson Center muzzleloaders, and you can upgrade from right there. If you're looking for a waterfowl gun, my goodness, they've got a great selection from Remington to you name it. But I like to recommend the Browning Firearms, of course. And that would be the Maxxis shotgun, the 3.5-inch Magnum. That's a new one. I believe that came out last year. It's an autoloader shotgun just built for waterfowl hunting. And if you love the A5, the humpback is back, the most reliable, fastest cycling, best performing, and softest shooting recoil-operated autoloader on the planet. 100,000-rounder, 5-year guarantee with the A5. Then there's the gold light 10-gauge. If you want to reach out and touch someone, a proven standard for autoloading performance, a gas-operated autoloader, 3.5-inch, comes with a composite DuraTouch armor coating from Mossy Oak Camo, 3 standard and vector choke tubes with that. All this at Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway Exit 9. Give them a call, 410-242-6108. That's 410-242-6108. They're your full-line Browning dealer, and they've been around since 1957. They do all kinds of gunsmithing and ammunition and scope mounting and all that.
Don't be fooled by cheap crab prices. That's bull stuff. NBS Seafood offers live Louisiana blue crabs during the off-season. Avoid the pre-steamed, mushy, flavorless crab scandal. Get your live crabs at NBS Seafood. You can enjoy your crabs tonight. Cook your own crabs to unlock that special flavor that fresh steamed crabs are famous for. Just 20 minutes in your steamer, so good your taste buds scream. We even have the crab spice for you. Call NBS Seafood at 410-271-3202. NBS Seafood now has Chincoteague and Pocomoke oysters in the shell or by the pint. Maryland crab meat, live Maine lobsters, live crawfish, wild-cut Gulf shrimp, and many fresh and flash-frozen delights, too. NBS Seafood has a roadside stand at 1223 Dorsey Road in Glen Burnie next to Jim Donnie's RV. Open 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 2:30 to 6:30, Saturday and Sunday from 10 to 6:30. That phone number is 410-271-3202, 410-271-3202 for live crabs. NBS Seafood, no bull stuff sold here.
Hey, I stopped by NBS last night, picked up a pint of oysters for myself for the weekend, and I'll tell you what, Bill's a great guy. He said, stop telling him about soft crabs. I said, we did months ago. He said, people were stopping here on Saturdays wanting soft crabs. I said, not hearing it from me. We changed your commercial. So no soft crabs. But they do have the oysters. And they do have the Louisiana hard crabs. So, you know, NBS right down there by the airport. Great people.
This is Alan Ellis for Linex Spray-On Bedliners. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie are proud to provide outstanding customer service just like their number one rated Linex spray-on bedliners with a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust. It has a durable non-slip surface and is impervious to fuels and harsh chemicals, deer blood, crab juice, and it protects against impact and abrasion from tree stands and tools and all the other junk you carry in your truck bed. It's easy to clean at your local car wash, too. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie now offer the new Linex Premium that looks better and lasts longer. Catonsville Linex is located at 5617 Baltimore National Pike, inside Beltway Exit 15A. Call 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie is located at 400 Arundel Corporation Road, just off Beltway Exit 3A. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex spray-on bedliner. The Doe Harvest Challenge is now statewide. Deer hunters, by donating your female deer, you feed the hungry and please local farmers by reducing crop damage. Now you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops. Maryland is divided into 3 regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide and fill out the entry card. That's it. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. The 2013 Doe Harvest Challenge is sponsored by the Maryland Grain Producers, the Soybean Board, Bass Pro Shops, the Farm Bureau, and Farmers and Hunters Feeding the Hungry. For more information, visit FHFH.org. Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, waterfowl hunters, you like to shoot ducks and geese, not pick them. Let Chesapeake Outdoors on Ken Island do the dirty work while you browse through the store and see the huge selection of waterfowl calls, the deer hunting gear, the fishing tackle, the Drake and Under Armour camo clothing that you want to drool over, the boots, the hips, and the waders. Get the idea? Chesapeake Outdoors is loaded with hunting gear and fishing tackle for every occasion, and the friendly and knowledgeable staff can help you find what you need. Bubba Blade knives, great gift. Ice for your cooler, bows by Matthews, crossbows by Excalibur, and much more. Chesapeake Outdoors, just off Route 50 East at Dominion Road, exit 39B on Ken Island. Call 410-604-2500. That's 410-604-2500 for Chesapeake Outdoors.
City sidewalks, busy sidewalks, dressed in holiday style. In the air, there's a feeling of Christmas. Children laughing, people passing, meeting smile after smile. And on every street corner, you hear silver bells. Silver bells,
silver bells,
it's Christmas time in the city. Ring-a-ling.
All right, we're back. Had a suggestion on the fellow that had his, wouldn't, his caps wouldn't go off. It might be soaked with oil somehow, so check that out. Let's see. Andy in Catonsville. Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. I wanted to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Same to you, buddy. Thank you.
Getting ready to smoke some salmon and make some Worcester stew. I remember you talking about the lady that they got to smoke salmon and she put it in the oven.
Yeah, that was my cousin Ruthie. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to try my hand at making some cornbread and see how that turns out.
Oh, good for you.
But yeah, I was talking.
Go ahead.
I'm getting an echo on my line here, but I was talking to Jimmy over there at Clyde's. He makes lures. He fishes along Canton and everything with small jigs and catches rock up to 24 inches and white and yellow perch.
Nice.
And they're all migratory fish.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Up there at Piney Run, don't they close that?
Yeah, it's closed in the winter.
And mm-hmm. You still walk in?
As far as I know, yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? There's a gate. No, there's a gate. So I don't think you can get in.
Yeah, somebody told me that.
I think you can walk in, though.
Yeah, yeah. Do you have to know really how to fish there?
What's that?
Places.
What's that?
Are there certain places you fish there?
No, it's all wide open. If you can get on it with a boat, if you can walk in, there are some better shoreline places. They have a real nice boat dock there, but with a boat, there are some pretty significant brush piles up there for that you can jig for crappies and that type of thing once they open in. I think they open in end of March. So
yeah.
Yep.
But this time of the year, if it's clear, it might be good to try. Won't be many people there.
No, there won't be anybody there. That's for sure. So,
all righty.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one. I appreciate the show. I got some of your hunting magazines to some gentlemen that are retired.
Oh, good.
And, about 10 of them.
Yep.
I took some of them, and they really appreciate that.
Oh, good. Well, you get them at Clyde's, I'm sure, and that's where we're actually going to do a fishing outlook in the first issue of the next year. So,
are you?
Yep. Yep.
I wonder if you'd want some photos. They'd be approved of my fishing buddies that caught their first fish.
Yeah, absolutely. Ellis at ellisoutdoors.com. Send them to me.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Dennis caught a 10-inch bluegill, but then the last year he caught a 19-inch rock off Parsons Island.
Send them.
And he couldn't talk. He was talking to his mother. He couldn't hardly talk.
That's great. All right, buddy.
Okay.
Merry Christmas, Andy. Thanks, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. All right. Hey, the Wild is calling. The Great American Outdoors, February 1st through the 9th at the Farm Show Complex in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, presented by the Outdoor Channel, which is Channel 728 here in Baltimore County. 650,000 square feet of shooting manufacturers, outfitters, boats, RVs, hunting and fishing retailers, and much, much more. Celebrating the outdoor traditions treasured by millions of Americans. Featuring the NRA country concerts, including the just-announced Trace Adkins Country Jam, the NRA Banquet and Auction, the Wall of Guns Raffle, archery competitions, and tons of speaking events and interactive displays. The Wild is Calling. Tickets are on sale now. Start your adventure at GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. That's GreatAmericanOutdoorShow.org. February 1st to the 9th in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
Alan Ellis here for Hammer Hollow Outfitters. Looking for a place to hunt for quality deer or waterfowl? Hammer Hollow Outfitters has thousands of acres spread over 9 farms on Maryland's eastern shore. Brian Doyle and Ken Kirchner are dedicated to your success and your safety. Hammer Hollow has proven blinds for ducks and geese, and their farms produce big bucks year after year. Your chances are good for a fair chase mature whitetail. Visit their website, hammerhollowoutfitters.com, or call 410-903-2872. Hammer Hollow Outfitters, 410-903-2872 for geese, ducks, and quality bucks.
Hey, the Hammer Hollow farms are covered up with geese. If you want a great goose hunting experience, give Hammer Hollow Outfitters a call.
Every now and then, you tag a nice buck or a pretty drake duck, or you get a chance to go out west or Canada, Alaska, even Africa on a big game hunt. Or your youngster bags his first deer or goose. Now, you want to preserve the memory of that hunt and honor that trophy. Don Travis has mounted thousands of game animals from around the world at his shop, Travis Taxidermy, near Chestertown. Don's mounted over a dozen ducks for me, my best buck, my pronghorn antelope, with skill and craftsmanship. I wouldn't have it any other way, and neither should you. I like visiting my accountant, seeing his mountain lion, his coos deer, his elk, and his wife's African lion, all mounted by Travis Taxidermy. Is Travis Taxidermy the cheapest guy in town? No, sir, he is not. Nor is he the most expensive. In my opinion, he's just the best. For 40 years, Don and his crew have transformed skin and bones into magnificent creations that will let you relive the memory of the hunt for a lifetime. Call Travis Taxidermy at 410-778-4107 or visit TravisTaxidermy.com. Travis Taxidermy, 410-778-4107, exceeding your expectations for 40 years.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Wow, we're there already? I can't hear now. The music was pretty loud in the headset. All right, folks. That brings us to the end of the first hour. Well, I'll tell you about one of the best deer hunts I ever had in my life this past Thursday night when we come back after the news. So stay tuned for that. And never fired a shot, never even carried a bow. Get out, stay safe.
Hunters, you could win a $300 gift card from Bass Pro Shops in the statewide Doe Harvest Challenge. You can enter every doe you donate during all deer seasons. Maryland is divided into three regions with 10 chances to win in each region. Just donate your doe through an FHFH deer processor listed in your hunting guide.